Hi everyone, it's episode 31 of Weisenheimer's. I'm your Tom. The Max, can you please not burp?
I'm not. It must be some. That must be you.
No, it's not me because I can't be burping and talking at the same time. It's humanly impossible. I tried it many times.
I don't think it is. Didn't you see that exorcism movie where they talked about how your voice can do two things at once?
With Emily Rose?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. I knew her.
I saw like 10 minutes of it on like FX.
Oh my god, it's so fucking creepy, man. That movie bugged the shit out of me.
Okay, let's just go.
Hi everyone, it's Weisenheimer's episode 31. I'm your Tom. I'm the cutest. With me is the human equivalent of a pitchfork, Max Gilardi.
Okay, I'm hanging up right now.
Why?
I apologize. Start over.
Why?
Think about what you just said. You're such a fucking idiot. You think that's funny?
Yeah, that is funny. The human equivalent of a pitchfork. I didn't even mess that line up. I was really impressed with myself.
I'm really impressed with how dumb you are and how much of a faggot you are.
Okay, Max.
Starting over. Take two.
It's actually take three. Do you want to start?
All right.
Go.
All right. Hi, my name is Max Gilardi, and this is my friend Yotam, and it's episode 31, and we're on the internet, and we're going to be talking about stuff, and this is the show that we do. So please enjoy our show. We're going to be burping. We're going to be doing all these burps, and I bet I can burp louder than you, Yotam.
Oh, yeah? You want to have a burp off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Do your biggest burp.
No, let's do... Okay, try. You first.
No, you first.
I already did like 20 now, okay? I gotta work myself up. I don't want to vomit all over myself.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I win.
No. Okay, I want to try a rematch. That was all air. I'm sorry.
That's all a burp is air.
I know, but
want?
it was quiet air. Okay, wait. Let me try again. Let me try again. Okay?
You have to put muscle into it. You have to push it, but also squeeze your throat.
Okay. Max, teach me.
What? Okay. You push, like, you have to get violent with it. That's the thing with burping or farting, is you have to, like, get really violent.
You need to mean it.
Okay, you have to just... Well, you have to throw caution and inhibition to the wind. That was good. That was a little better.
That was two burps for the price of one.
I don't know what that would mean in particular, but I'm glad that I've been able to impart to you this wisdom.
Thank you. I think I won.
All right. We'll call it a tie. We'll call it a tie.
Okay. Okay, that sounds fair. Okay. How are you, Max?
I couldn't be better. I am just on top of the world and besides myself. Beside myself, excuse me.
Are you
the best?
Are you on cloud 9?
I'm on cloud 10.
Shit, I heard Snoop Dogg goes there.
I'm simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone you ever met.
I feel like that should be a cheer.
Okay.
Well, let's make a cheer out of it.
We don't have a lot of content today for the show. I do want to remind people that we are going to... What's so funny?
I like how you just went into that instead of trying to indulge me. Thank you.
I want to remind people that we are going to be answering emails at the end of the show like we always do. Mm-hmm. But only good ones, please. If you're dumb, then don't send us a dumb one.
Yeah.
And don't send us one that's too long.
If you write an email and then you read it and you say like, wow, this is dumb, don't send it.
Yeah. But there is something that we have tonight two things that we have tonight that we don't usually have.
We do?
Yes. Oh. First thing that we have is we're adding a new segment to the show.
I
should say we're test driving a new segment because I feel like this show should have more segments instead of us just talking.
True.
And so we're going to test one out. If we like it, it'll become part of this permanent show. And it involves a little audience participation.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
interesting. I hope I can manage this.
Yeah, the second thing that we have is we have a very special after show. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, I'm sorry, but today we're going to have a very special after show, and you have to wait to see what that's going to be.
Yeah, so grab onto your pennies, because this ride is starting now. Keep your hand in your pennies. Don't put them out the window. Max, so you're on Cloud 10.
That's right.
Are you going to ask how I'm doing?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. No, nothing much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I have for today.
Did you put out a new cartoon recently?
Yeah, I put out Portal 2. Your Tom plays Portal 2, the favorite video of Max.
Nope.
Yeah, he loves that cartoon. You actually contracted a man to act it out, I heard, and film it, make a movie.
Nope.
You did not do that. That was my imagination.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, I thought you loved it.
I will tell you what I do love. Yotam has another cartoon, but he hasn't put it out yet, and he showed it to me, and I watched it, and this is my favorite cartoon that Yotam has ever done, and I mean that, and I'm not being facetious.
That kind of hurts, but, you know, I'll take
it. Why would that hurt?
I made things better than Yotam and Fantasia 3, Max.
No, not this one. This is the funniest.
Yeah, it is the funniest out of the Fantasias, but not out of my old... Just because you're in it, and you're a superstar. You look like a sexy superstar in it, so you're just...
Okay, shut up for 5 seconds. What do you think your best cartoon is that you've ever made?
I would say the Nameless Six Saga.
All right, that's fair.
Thank you.
I like that one. I very much enjoy that cartoon series and that episode.
Okay, well, I'm glad we agreed that I'm the best.
Simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Mm-hmm. So your Tom and Fantasia 3 will be out probably sometimes during next week.
I'm cutting skin off of my foot with a pair of scissors.
Why would you tell me that? Yeah, you thought you're against feet stories. When I share them, you don't seem to be giddy about it, Max.
Because that wasn't a story. And it didn't have some illustrious setup that took 5 hours just to only climax with, and then I hurt my foot. It's just one statement. I'm cutting skin off my foot with a pair of scissors.
Okay, well, that's... I guess that is a reasonable answer. But I will disagree with you still. Thank you. Okay, let's look at my show notes.
Do you have any stories of the week?
Osama died.
Rest in peace. R.I.P.
And you know what sucks about that?
What?
I gotta go to his funeral.
What?
Unrelated to a terrorist.
Yeah.
So that's my joke for the week.
I say R.I.P. Osama, rest in pain.
Nice.
You get it?
Yeah. I also say R.I.P. Rest in purgatory.
Rest in putrid feet.
Rest in penises. Yeah.
Don't rest in pussy, because you're not allowed.
You're not allowed to have any vagina once you're dead.
Yeah. That's only for me.
For us.
It's only for me. That's only for me and the good guys.
Yeah, the winners, the US of A's.
Rest in... I don't know any other words
rest
that begin
with
P.
Rest in pantries. So it's like really
like
uncomfortable.
Peace? Does he like peas?
No, he's allergic.
Oh, rest in peace.
Oh, nice.
It works because it kind of sounds like peace.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got that dead mother of a slut.
Mm. Oh.
So,
rest in peace.
Yeah, really. He wasn't that bad. He looked nice. He looked like he had a kind heart.
Are you gonna miss your uncle, Yotam?
Yeah,
that he's gone?
He usually gave me like the best presents. Like one year, he got me a train set. And, like, it really gave me a lot of fun memories. When I was 18, he got me a train set. He was weird, but...
You know, who is the world going to look to now to scapegoat? We need somebody so we can point our fingers and say, that's the bad guy. But you know what? Say goodbye to the bad guy.
Yeah, it's like Megamind all over again, Max. Who will we fight now?
I was referencing Scarface, but Megamind is a good movie, too.
It is. Come on.
It is. It's very good. I've never seen it.
You haven't, but I thought you were a Pixar fan.
They didn't make that.
Oh.
It was a DreamWorks film.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
But it looks good, so you better watch it.
Maybe I will. I saw Despicable Me, and I didn't like that movie, but maybe this one will be better.
Yeah, I heard Despicable...
And they're both about villains.
Yeah, I heard Despicable Me wasn't as good as Megamind, though. I think you'll like it. I want to talk with you about it, Max.
I'll watch it this week. How does that sound?
That sounds like a great plan. Do you have a movie I should watch during this week?
No. But nothing? I have news.
News? No. Go ahead.
I am officially going to Burbank in 2 weeks from tomorrow is when I leave.
But what can you do in Burbank? That's just a shit of a place.
Oh, I think it's a very nice place.
Never
I mean, I've never
there.
Been. I've yeah. heard the weather is nice.
What will you do there? Go roller coastering?
Probably not.
Why not? You're not going to stop by a theme park?
Do they have theme parks in
Burbank? I assume.
In Burbank?
I
don't know. Someone say if they have theme parks in Burbank in the chat.
Yeah, if anyone has a theme park in Burbank, raise their hand, please.
I don't really know if I would even want to go to a theme park, though. I don't know if I'm very much a theme park kind of guy. I don't know if that's me.
Can you... I'm being serious now. I don't mean this to be offensive, but are there rides you can't go on because you're too tall?
I'm not offended by that.
Thank you.
I would probably expect that yes, there are.
Well, that's
I don't
a shame.
Know if it's a lot. I don't know if there's a lot of rides. I know that a lot of people can't go on rides because they're too short. So I would imagine that that's the bigger problem is being too short.
Yeah, but
I feel like I can probably go on more rides than a short person can. But maybe there are some rides that I can't. I don't know.
I don't think I'm that short. I don't think I'm too short to get on that ride, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're probably fine. I mean, yeah. But for me, it's like there's not really any love lost there because I don't really have any desire to go on any kind of crazy roller coasters anytime soon.
The fucking adrenaline rush you get when that fucking thing gets to the top and then it goes all the way down?
Yeah, I'm good. No thanks. No thank you. Bye.
But Max, it's like... Fish! Boom!
Okay, bye.
So what are you going to do in Vancouver?
I'm not going to Vancouver. Going
in Burbank,
to Burbank.
Sorry.
I'm going to go just chat it up with my bros at Nickelodeon Studios.
Wait. Oh, for that sweet Scottsworth pilot?
Scottsworth, Scott Pilgrim, the animated series coming soon to Nickelodeon.
In fish form.
Made by me. Now, wait.
Wait.
Could it be like that? Could Fishworth have to fight seven evil exes?
Yeah, Pilgrimworth. Scottsworth.
Fuck.
Nice.
Fuck.
We got this. You gotta change the layout.
I'm putting that in the script.
Holy shit. He can be like, he can fight them with like his, fish mouth.
And he can talk like this.
And talk about like energy drinks and make the whole universe a lot like very ununderstandable to other humans who are not nerds.
Yeah.
Well, so Scott Pilgrim is back on the show, I guess.
Everyone is saying in the chat, go see Ellen. I guess Ellen DeGeneres lives in Burbank.
Oh
okay.
My god, go see Ellen. She dances so prettifully. No?
Go see Ellen.
Ooh, Christy Allen's there?
I don't know.
Okay.
So what about you? Any other things to talk about?
Yeah. a few weeks ago, Max. Do you like when my
yep.
story starts like that? A few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I was on the roof reading a book, as I usually do, looking smart and all. You know.
Again. How do you, when you say roof, do you mean the roof of your building?
Yeah.
Do you, so your building is like a flat roof?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I go there to read and look pretty. And
get some sun.
Yeah, get some sun, you know, make sure my tent doesn't tan out. And
mm-hmm.
And my neighbor, who's like a 15-year-old girl, went up and she didn't notice me, so I told her, hey, I'm here, and we had a little conversation.
Oh, jeez. I thought that was going in a different direction there for a minute.
We raped. Together, though.
we were raped. Okay.
We were raped. No, so bye. And it doesn't matter. You know, roof people.
Doesn't matter.
It's just, you say you don't like me talking too much about the story, so I'm trying to get to the point, but you keep asking, well, who raped you, if that matters.
Well, I hope this is going to have a funny ending. At least let's hear the ending.
No, it's more of a question of what I should do.
And then she was laughing at you, and you realized it was because you were eating a comically oversized lollipop.
No, I'm not that kind of guy, Max. Only you are able for that, yeah. And then like a few days later, I saw her mom on the first floor. We just like said, "Oh, hey!" And she asked me, "Do you drink beers on the roof?" And I don't.
Beers on.
But right. I said I did because I assumed it was like her daughter or something. And I didn't want her to get in trouble because, you know, I'm a cool guy. I'm like the cool uncle.
So you assume that that woman found beers on the roof?
Yeah, she did. She told me, like, because my daughter's 14, and I don't want her, I didn't, like, want to know if she's drinking.
All right.
Now, what should I have done, Max?
What? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have squealed on her, but I wouldn't have lied either.
But it's not really a lie. I do drink up there.
Do drink up there.
Yeah, but the beer. I know that those beers are hers because I haven't drank there in a while.
Well, I guess you didn't technically tell a lie then. I don't know. I probably would have done the same thing, except I would have said that I don't drink on the roof because I wouldn't have been drinking on the roof. She's got an IM. Please don't IM me when I'm doing the show, please.
Yeah,
okay, thank
on.
You. Bye.
Don't be rude.
Bye.
Thanks. So yeah, that was my moral dilemma. Although I got over it pretty quickly because I don't really care.
Well, I don't necessarily think you did something outrageously wrong.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all. Really, all I wanted to hear.
My Fresca is gone already.
Oh my god, you're a Fresca monster.
That's what they called me in college.
You're a Fresca-nimal.
You're a Fresca-killer.
A Fresca-lion. Huh?
A Fresca-lion.
Yeah.
You're a Fresca-criminal.
Okay, Max. You told me you have a new hilarious way to pronounce the word penis.
Penis.
Excuse me?
P-W-E-N-E-S. Penis.
Penis.
Yeah.
It sounds like a three-year-old saying it.
Maybe that makes it more funny. You tell me.
I guess it does. Good
penis.
Job, Max.
Penis. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some, too.
Don't know how I came up with that.
Pornis.
You sound like a fucking Down syndrome guy. I don't know.
Pornis.
Well, at that point, it doesn't sound like you're saying penis anymore.
Yeah, it sounds like Pawnee from Parks and Recreation.
Don't know. Get that reference.
Because you don't watch shows, Max. Watch shows.
Oh, I guess I fucked up. Don't watch shows.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. Max, have you ever heard about the TV show Dog Bites Men?
Yes.
Do you like that show?
I never said that I've seen it.
Well, watch it, because it is so funny, and no one knows it.
I'm busy watching a show called Twin Peaks.
Why do you say it that way? Max. 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 Oh, I guess it crashed. Also, Igoraptor, if you're still here, WINK! Holy shit. Well, it seems like Max's computer stopped working, or maybe mine stopped. No, I'm still connected to the internets.
Excuse me.
Hey, Max.
What'd you do?
You crashed.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Okay, you just said...
What did you do?
So, Max, you're watching Twin Peaks? What's that thing all about?
Someone in the chat tell me what he just did.
I didn't do anything. It just crashed. It happens.
Alright, just don't say it was me.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, right. You wish.
I wish it was me. Max, what is this show Twin Peaks you were talking about?
It's just a show.
My brother likes it, and he's a Hafegatron.
Hmm.
So, well, how does that make you feel?
Well, first of all, I would assume that you wouldn't use a pejorative term when referring to your brother. Well, hey, when you and your brother always, get in a fight, do you ever, like... When you and your brother get in a fight, do you ever, like, use that against him?
Only jokingly. And no, we rarely get into actual fights. Like,
I would be
years.
Like, yeah, well, what do you know? You're a fucking faggot. And
yeah,
then what would he even say about that?
Well, yeah, you suck dicks, brother of mine.
You're an idiot. You don't even realize that you're supposed to fuck girls. Duh.
He, like... Woke up like on the wrong side of the bed, and he's like, "Okay, now."
Okay, that's how it works.
Yeah. So, Twin Peaks, it's a show for homosexuals. Do you also watch Glee?
I don't think that it's gay. I don't think it's a gay show.
Do you also watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I don't think that's a gay show at all. I mean, I've never seen it. But,
well, seems like you have the same taste as my homosexual brother.
Does he like Buffy?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen Buffy, so I only like one show that your brother likes.
Well, okay, whatever.
Well, I'm watching Twin Peaks, and if you know who killed Laura Palmer, please don't tell me. Please don't write it in the chat.
I think it was the ghost.
The ghost of Christmas past?
No, the ghost of corporate future.
Emails.
This time you did it cute. You were like, emails. Okay, well, besides that, let's see what else in my show notes. Cow tits. Do you want to talk about cow tits?
Before we do anything, can I tell people about our game? Because we need their participation.
Oh, sure. The game, sure. Tell me about
okay,
it
first
also.
Of all, well, this is just a prototype for what could be a game.
So this is game 1.0.01.
And I don't know, you're probably going to think it's pretty stupid, but it's all I could come up with. And this is called the Weird Al game. You're familiar with everyone's favorite song guy, Weird Al, right?
Yankovic. Yeah.
Yeah, Weird Al Yankel.
Yankovic.
And everybody loves him. Here's what this guy does. He makes hilarious song parodies of all your favorite songs.
Like what?
All about the... Benjamins. He did All About the Pentiums, a song about computers.
Sing me a song of his, Max.
No.
Okay.
Well, let's hear you sing one.
Just eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Just eat it. Thank you.
So much. You should take his job because it's so much funnier when you sing it.
Thank you. We did consider partnering up, but
here's the aim of the game. I name a song. And when I name a song, and I also have the title of a parody of that song in mind, and I tell Yotam the name of the song, and it's up to him
mm-hmm.
to guess how in my mind I've parodied that song, and the closer he gets, the more points he gets.
Okay,
now
let's try this out.
Now here's how the audience participation works. Today I opened up a Twitter account for Weisenheimers. So I want you to go onto the Weisenheimer's Twitter, and if you don't know where it is, you can find it on my Twitter. I link to it. And send a response, like a retweet, to that Twitter account. Respond to one of those tweets from that Twitter account and write, you know, whatever your favorite song is, and then the title of the parody of that song. And let's do like a little test one.
Wait, but what's the name of the Weisenheimer's account? Do you know it by heart?
It's Weisenheimer Show. It's not what? Weisenheimer's Show. It's Weisenheimer Show. I couldn't fit the whole thing.
Okay.
But if you need to find it, there's a link in my Twitter, okay. In my feed.
Well, let's give this old bitch a whirl.
Okay, so this is the one that I already told you this one. Ready?
Yeah.
So this is going to be very easy.
I hope.
This is a parody of a song by the White Stripes. It's a parody of their song, Seven Nation Army.
Okay.
Now I, in my mind, have the name of the parody song, and you have to guess what it is as close as you possibly can. And it should be easy because I already told you what it is.
Well, I don't remember. Okay.
Oh, so then it'll be fun.
Seven racial bungees.
No, that means nothing.
It doesn't? Okay.
Yeah, and at the end of the show, I'll look at the responses that we've got on Twitter, but you can't look because that's cheating. And I guess we can like just do this once a show if it's any good.
Seven bloody mummies.
No.
I don't think I'm ever gonna get close at all.
Well, you don't have to get it like perfectly. So just think up whatever the best thing that you have, whatever is the best thing that you can come up with, and then I'll give you points for that.
Seven Facebook Farmville's invitations.
Close. Ooh, you're getting
it
closer.
Is?
Yeah.
How so? In what direction?
You said something. You got warm there. You're going in the right direction.
Seven angry monkeys.
No, now you're farther away.
Seven angry farm men.
Okay, now you're close again.
Okay, so the farm is good. I got it with the farm.
I don't know if I should be giving you hints. I don't know if that makes it too easy.
This is so hard, Max.
Do you think so?
This is the hardest thing I've ever done in my
life.
Well,
okay, let's say I'll scale you on a scale of 1 to 10. You already have 5.
Ooh.
You already have at least 5 points because you got at least one of the words.
Seven Asian farmers.
No.
Seven Asian. Well, Asian makes sense.
You have officially gotten up to 6 points, I'm going to say.
Ooh. Seven Asian samurais couldn't hold me back.
No, it has nothing to do with the song itself. It's just purely the title of the song.
Seven lady bumblebees.
No,
that's getting even further away. I don't know, Max.
You wanna take the 6? Take the 6 points?
I'll take the 6.
Okay, you officially get 6 points. Not bad for first try.
Thanks.
And it is a parody of the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army, and it's called 7 Acre Farming, and it's a song about farming.
Okay, that's good. I like this. But next time I want to make some too.
Do you think?
Yeah. I want to test
you. I don't know. And
well.
Then I would guess?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to be just taking mine from the ones that we get from people sending us on Twitter.
Oh.
So I don't know. So if you want to do your own, maybe you could come up with them yourself.
Okay. Okay, well let's try another one.
Well, I don't have any more.
Oh, well, okay. I'm going to try and make up one. Give me 10 seconds.
I think it would take longer than 10 seconds if you want to do a really good one. So everybody, now that you know how the game is played, everybody go to the official Weisenheimer's Twitter account and tweet at that Twitter account your suggestions, and we'll play again at the end of the show.
Okay. Okay.
And make them good, because if they're not, I'm not going to read them. I'm only going to pick the best ones.
The best of the best, like he does with his emails, and you know he's strict, like a med principal. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You treat this show like a school.
Mm-hmm. And we got 2 already, and I don't even understand what they mean, so we're not going to be using those.
Yeah, you should probably write down the original as well, so...
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah. You type in the original, and then the
type in the name of the artist, the name of the song, and then the parody of the song. And it's got to be something funny and clever.
I'm trying to figure to make one up on the fly, but I don't know what songs you know, because you only know the Beatles.
I don't need to know it, though. Why do I need to know it? All I need...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Interesting. Okay, well, that's your game.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. This seems like a good surprise thing.
Mm-hmm.
The bad thing is that we are out of content.
Are we officially out of content?
I believe we are. I'm afraid so, yeah.
How long have we been going for?
Like, 25 minutes, 30.
Oh, jeez.
This is going to be one of those shows.
Do you want to just do a short show today and we can go straight to emails? We can do emails, and then while we're doing emails, everybody send me your tweets.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, let's do emails. It just feels wrong doing it so soon. Just feels wrong.
Okay, first email. This is from Leonard Whittle.
Ooh.
Whittle. Or Leonard Witt. Hi, Weisenheimers. I'm sorry my last email was so long. It wasn't my intention to annoy you. New question. Is Fishworth going to have a love interest? If so, if not, then why?
Wait, a show with a love interest? They don't do that anymore. Next email.
I find it curious that he says, if not, why?
Yeah.
Like,
if
does
not,
he,
why?
If does he have to? Is that, like, a requirement for a television show?
Well, it sort of is, to be honest.
Okay, who's SpongeBob's love interest?
Patty's.
Patty Mayonnaise?
No, Patty's. Just Krabby Patty's. That makes sense. Come on.
Why is that so funny to me?
Because I'm funny, Max. Just say I'm funny once.
No, because if you say something funny, then I'll laugh at it. But okay. That was not something that was funny.
Okay.
But I found it funny anyway.
Funny, thank you.
Yeah, so Leonard, a show doesn't have to have a love interest, you know. But wait and see. I think maybe you will be pleasantly surprised.
Like, for instance, The Office. Jim does... Like in Arthur, the little kids show, he doesn't love anyone.
I think probably half of the shows on television aren't like that.
Although I think he would fuck his little sister. He looks like
DW?
That kind of guy. Yeah, he would.
This one is from Will Raptor. Last email I sent you, Max thought I was Eagle Raptor's dad. I'm sorry, but I am not. So here's my question. Max, can you give us some details of the pilot? Not anything about content, but how long it is. How did you hire any voice actors, and how have you worked on it so far?
I think you just, like, wrote episode descriptions and, like, invented the whole universe. You didn't actually start with voice actors and the whole production.
No, why does everybody think I have? Everybody thinks that I'm already working on it.
Because once they hear the word pilot, they just assume production.
Yeah. But it's not a pilot. I never said I was making a pilot. I never used the word pilot.
Maybe I did behind your back.
Well, don't do that.
Okay, won't then.
But I am very much going to enjoy when I hire voice actors. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, give me a character. I'll do it perfectly. Give me a line.
Fishworth.
Okay. What does he say? Give me a line for him.
Oh, can I look one up?
Sure. I'll just practice.
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to. It would take too long for me to
find it. Just invent one.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so sad all the time.
Okay, so I'm Fishworth.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sad all the time.
It's got a very husky voice, that Fishworth.
Oh, hey, Ladybug. I work in a library. Want to make baby bugs, love?
Jeez.
Any other characters I can try out?
Okay, you can do the Francis.
Who's he? What's his thing?
He's Fishworth's roommate.
He's a ghost?
He's a ghost.
Okay, so you be Fishworth, I'll be Boo, okay?
His name's not Boo.
Oh, it's not Boo?
Oh, Francis, I'm so sad all the time. I'm such a miserable fish.
Oh,
what happened, Fishworth?
Francis, why did your voice change halfway through that sentence?
I had a cock in my ghost's mouth.
You sound kind of like What's-Her-Face from last week.
Caroline, no, don't know her. Okay, no more lisp. Hi.
Hi, bye.
I'm not good at this, huh? Okay, give me like a better character. Give me someone with depth, like emotional depth.
Those are the two main characters, and they have a lot of emotional depth.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Sure, give me someone else.
You can be Sid, the spider.
I'm Sid. Lifting weights, pumping iron, fucking ladybugs.
Okay. Huh? Can I move on, please?
No, one more character.
Miss Ka, the pterodactyl.
What does he do?
That's a woman. Her name is Miss Ka.
What's her profession?
She's the head librarian at the library.
We get all the books in order.
Okay, you're Miss Ka. You're hired.
Thank you.
You're hired.
Okay, next email.
Not bad. Wait, we still have some more questions from this guy. Yo, Tom, what is the next thing you are planning on making? What is the next thing you are planning on making, News Show 5 or another animation?
I think I'll probably release Yo, Tom and Fantasia 3 first and then News Show 5.
Okay, well, I'm not going to read his last question. This guy sent us footage of the world's largest bat with a wingspan of 6 feet fighting a fucking python snake. I totally understand. Okay, next email. Now, thank you. I already saw a bunny get eaten by a snake, and I didn't like it.
Why are you watching such sick vids, TM?
It wasn't. I didn't think it was going to be sick. I thought it was going to be a funny vid. I wasn't expecting that.
Not cool, man. I don't like when people trap me into seeing bunnies being eaten.
Neither do I. This one is from Roger Duarte. I was talking with a friend saying that I prefer girls without any makeup, and she said I was weird for that. But really, I prefer girls with natural colors, not red lips or pink nails or whatever. What is your opinion on that?
First of all, nail polish is not considered makeup, so that's weird of you to point that out. You big weirdo. You are weird, and your friend's right. Sink. Mm. Sink to your death.
His friend is... So you like girls who are made up?
Tastefully. Not, like, over the top with, like, crazy eyeshadows and... Just enough.
I have no preference. You know what? Maybe I do. Maybe if I saw some side-by-side comparisons, I would... Comparisons. Okay, bye.
This one.
Mac. Yo, Tom, if Max was at your door and turned into a cat, would you keep him?
Of course. Oh my god, we would have so much fun. Oh my god, you would be in all my videos, Max.
No, I wouldn't.
Max, turn into a cat. Max, turn into a cat. Come on.
Max, if Yotam was at your door and he turned into a can of Fresca, would you drink him? No, I wouldn't. I would pour him down the
drink. Why not?
And this guy sent us some very cool fan art.
You wouldn't even...
Look at this guy's... Fan art.
I will, Max, but I'm offended that you wouldn't drink me. That's my only wish is a Fresca. To be drank. By a friend. A lover. A mate. A soul.
Next one is from Jesse Anonymous, and he said, if you get so many shitty emails, why don't you just give a definitive guide on how to write a good email?
We already did that,
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse!
Already did it.
Fucking Jesse Pinkman. You know, just go cook meth, okay?
Jesse, if I could go back in time, I would not read your email.
Get it. I made a joke about Breaking Bad, but you probably don't watch that show.
I don't get it. That's why I don't, because I don't watch that show.
Jesse Pinkman is a character from Breaking Bad. He makes meth.
Okay, bye.
With Eisenberg.
Okay, bye.
He's the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Okay, bye.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you too, bye.
Brendan McCaws.
McCaw.
McCaw. Hey, Weisenheimers, I have a question for Max. Are you planning any new Mega 64 videos? If you are, can you give us any hints about it? I was, but then Rocco never emailed me back, so I guess they're not happening.
No, get back to him. He's probably just being Rocco, you know?
No, what do you mean get back to him? I sent him an email, and then I was waiting for him to email me back, and then I talked to him on his podcast, and he said, yeah, I'll email you back, so he's reminded twice,
forgot.
And he still did. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not
worth
to lose a friendship, Max.
I have a lot of other things on my plate. I'm working for Nick, making the new big show on Nickelodeon.
Nick.
Hey, yo, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Tom.
Yeah?
Dickelodeon.
Yeah, right. You should put that like as an Easter egg, man. Oh, you need to have a baby with a hand for a head. And a head for a hand in your pilot, because, you know, that's only fair.
No, because mine is... No, because mine is going to be a good show. Dear Max, Tom, if you both had a reality show, one show starring both of you, what would it be about?
Considering it's a reality show, I assume it would be about our life.
Yeah, okay.
What a fucking horrible question, human.
Do you have any favorite type of sweets other than large lollipops?
I like Master Sweets.
I like all kinds of sweets.
I'm not a big sweetsman.
I like ice cream.
Yeah, that's where me and you differ. You, like, love ice cream. And, I can do without sweets.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Why don't you indulge me, Max? Why are you refusing to get in a conversation with me? Are you threatened by my charisma?
What do you want to talk about? What did you want to talk about there?
About the fact that you like sweets, not don't like sweets.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, sweets are great. I think maybe you just haven't tried the right kind of sweets. I bet you could find one that you like.
Okay, that's fair. Go on.
I wish I could just eat chocolate ice cream with walnuts all day long.
Oh, I hate walnuts.
Oh, have you ever had them in chocolate ice cream? I mean, I wouldn't eat like a walnut just by itself.
No, I don't like walnuts sprinkled on things overall. Not
so
a walnut
good.
Kind of guy.
You're a nut.
I'm a Walmart kind of guy.
Because you already have enough nuts. Because you are nuts.
Ah? What? Excuse me?
Because you are nuts.
Oh.
Before you started the podcast, what were your expectations for it? Is the experience better or not as good as you had hoped? Your favorite Canadian fan girl, moi.
I thought we would do like two shows and stuff. But you know, this show is just addicting, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun thing.
Fun and easy.
It's a fun thing.
This is another one from Brandon.
Max,
Brandon McCaw.
I'm sorry, are you aware that in about 2 months, we'll be doing this for 2 years? I mean, year. 1 year.
2 years. I just got really scared when you said 2 years.
Me too.
And then I was like, what? And then you said 1 year, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, because once... We need to like, gain success so we can stop talking to each other.
I think we should commemorate the event by quitting.
Okay.
This is another one from Brandon McCaw. And
wait,
he says,
Max,
I forgot
are we
to
saying
ask,
this is the last show?
How about you let me read the email, you idiot? Brandon McCaw. I forgot to ask in my last email.
McCaw!
Hey, yo, Tom. I am making a short film, and I was wondering if I could use some of your audio submissions on Newgrounds.
Yes.
Seems like not an appropriate thing to ask on Weisenheimer's.
Very,
but...
very inappropriate. But you have to pay me about $80 to $85 per song.
Oh, you gotta
per
pay.
Note.
You gotta pay. Hey, Max, I've had an iPhone for a while, and I really don't have that many apps, so all I was hoping you could tell me some sick apps. P.S. I've slapped together some sick fan art, except it's not really that sick. It doesn't look like you spent a lot of time on it, frankly.
Not nice, but okay.
Let me look at my iPhone right now.
Well, you can always get the Garfield app. That's the best app, clearly.
How about you let the guy with an iPhone answer this question?
Well, I also have a smartphone. I have Twitter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a game called Road of Death.
You know what? When I got my iPhone, I knew what the very first app that I was gonna get was gonna be.
Which one? What was it? Oh my God! I missed you, Kip. It's so sad that Max keeps you in a cage now. He makes you swallow his dick? That's awful. Oh no. Well, he should really let you go. There are unions for this kind of stuff, so. Well, write down my cell number. I'll call them for you. I love you too. I love you too. It's okay. Don't worry. I'm here for you. Go back to your cage, okay? I gotta talk to Max, okay? Okay?
Okay, bye, Bebot.
Bye. He's okay, right? He's a fun guy.
Yep. What did you call him?
Kip. That's his name.
His name is Bebot.
No, it's Kip.
Okay, so I have White Noise, which just gives me white noise to fall asleep to. I have Bebot. I have the Netflix app. I have Pocket Sitcom, which is always a lot of fun.
What is that? Oh. Yeah, you can tell it's so much fun.
I have Pandora, which is great for music.
Mm-hmm.
I have some guitar apps. Like, you know, I have apps that help me tune my guitar, and
hey,
I have an app that I use
Max,
as an amp.
Max, make sure not to open Pandora's app. Because all the ancient ghosts will leave it. Like in God of War?
No.
Did you play that film?
I have Let's Golf 2. I have PhotoSwap is a lot of fun. I still use PhotoSwap.
Well, where are all your PhotoSwap stories? I like them.
I stopped doing that because people stopped participating. Aww. I have the Mirror's Edge app. I have the Simpsons arcade game. I have iMovie, Angry Birds, Tumblr. Got my Star Wars app. Mr. Ah. Sonic 2.
If anyone want to email me, ask me like what my grocery list is, I'll be happy to just like name items I purchase. If anyone
Fat
else
Booth.
Is interested.
Everyone loves Fat Booth.
Got some laundry.
Do you like Fat Booth?
Yeah.
Do you like Fat Booth?
Sure, I love it. Although I have the tool Liquify on Photoshop, so I don't need it.
I got the fart app.
It's nice. It's nice, Max. Max, that's nice.
Got the Scott Pilgrim app for all your Scott Pilgrim needs.
You click it and it goes like, oh, dude.
I got a nice impression of me.
One
I got Pixinrush. And, I mean, those. I have more apps than that, but I think those are just the notable ones. I got the Rebecca Black app.
What? Why? No, Max. When I wanted to play that song, when he just went out, you said it was a horrible idea. But now when you're doing it on your fucking iPhone, it's brilliant. After it became the huge sensation, and after it was eaten by all media, and recycled by so many people. But when I do it, it's like, no, you Tom, you're on the cutting edge of technology, but I won't allow you to do the things you want. Because I'm Max, I'm a jerk, and I'm a mean guy, I'm tall. And I'm mean. Friday, gotta thank God it's Friday. Gotta go to the grocery store. We can find fun.
Well, there's a big difference between what I'm doing and what you are doing. And you know what that is? I'm not playing a song.
You turn into a robot.
I said there's a big difference between what I'm doing and what you did.
And
do you know what that is?
I went, mm-hmm.
This isn't a song, it's a soundboard.
Okay, well, I also had mine cut into different tracks.
Liar.
I did. I have a clip that just goes, fun.
This is from Winter. He says, have you heard of the new show, The Amazing World of Gumball? There's a little fish character that reminded me of Fishworth anyway. Just wondering if you looked forward to it or thought it looked stupid or whatever. Yo, Tom, do you like the Gumball?
I heard it's fun.
I watched an episode of it. I thought it was kind of dumb. I don't know. I think I'm getting to the point where I can't really watch children's cartoons anymore.
Probably because you're not a children.
Yeah, probably. Do you watch any children's cartoons?
Only like when it's really early in the morning and I'm high.
Yeah, and what do you watch?
Whatever's on like some horrible BBC kids show with a really ugly woman with horrible teeth. Just
I really like
kids.
I really like regular show, but I think that's more of like a show for like teenagers.
Yeah, for real dropouts.
For real life. Dropouts.
Yeah.
This is from Eric Nguyen. Hey guys, I was wondering if either of you know any decent free drawing. Okay, he's asking us about programs. So, bye.
Paint MS Paint.
Wow, you sound very far away all of a sudden.
Paint MS Paint. Paint.
Yeah. We're not going to send you links to free downloads for your favorite programs. We're just not going to do that.
Just download Kazaa and look for Paint.
You know what? I had a funny idea the other day.
What was it?
You know how people are always asking you to which program you flash with to make flash cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
Which flash maker you use?
Yeah.
they're basically just asking you for what program you use, or they're asking you for links to a free download of a program.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give them the name of some kind of really bad virus.
I use Trojan.exe.
Yeah. Is that a virus? Is
Trojan?
That a real one?
Yeah. Trojan horse.
Okay, we got to start doing that.
Okay, well, I'll start. On three.
All right.
Let's see who can hold his breath the longer.
All right.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
No cheating. This was a great idea.
Wait, okay, hang on. You're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I didn't cheat.
First you said no. No, because first you say no cheating, and then you're saying, oh, this is a bad idea. Guess what? You're exhaling when you talk, idiot.
I'm not inhaling.
Doesn't matter. If you breathe out, that relieves some of the pressure still.
Well, you... What? A breathing contest, a stop breathing contest does not matter the amount of air in your lungs.
No, because when you say, okay, breathing contest, 1, 2, 3, go, what's the first thing you do? So you inhale. So the next thing you would do after that is exhale.
What? What are you talking
about?
You're not allowed to
breathe out or breathe in during a
Why?
Holding your breath contest. Because it's no breathing, period. Exhaling is part of breathing.
What? You're insane.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Have you won a lot of breathing contests in your life?
Of course I have.
Yeah, because you're breathing out, you cheater.
No, I'm not. Max, once I'm in a pool with you, we're going to have the fucking hardcore-iest breathing competition.
Okay, let's go. No, let's try it again right now. But this time, no cheating like a child.
Okay,
like
okay.
An infant.
Whatever. Whatever.
No,
this might take up to 4 minutes because I'm a fucking champ.
No breathing in or out, okay?
I'm like David Swimmer.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One, okay, I quit.
Told you I'm a champ, Max.
No, that's not fair either, because you were trying to make me laugh.
Well, I have to move when I'm running out of oxygen in my brain and I'm
that
dizzy.
That is a slightly more honorable victory, but I still don't think that's fair.
Thank you. Well,
you can't try to make me laugh.
We'll meet up in a pool one day, and you'll see who's the biggest champ.
All right. But no trying to make me laugh.
But I can, I'm so funny.
Alright.
Wow, I'm good. Okay.
Were you like almost ready to crack?
Yeah, I was, if like 5 more seconds, I probably would have cracked.
Oh, man. Yeah. Should have just held out.
You should have. But you know, it's okay to lose to a loser. You know?
Calling yourself a loser, okay.
Just to make you feel bad, though. Like, worse.
Oh, alright.
Any more emails, Max? Scene? McScene?
Nope, that's it.
Nice. Well, we did a show, Max. Sort of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like somewhat of a show. It was a lot of, you know, 2 minutes of dead air.
That wasn't 2 minutes. Yeah. That was like 30 seconds.
I think we should... No, it was a whole minute that they're saying in the chat. But I think we should make this a weekly thing. And see if
holding
we get any better.
Contest?
Yeah. And see if we get better.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see why not. That could be a good thing.
Yeah, that's like a good segment along with, you know, fake parody songs. Let's see if we get any tweets.
This one is bad.
Check your Twitter.
This one is bad. This one is bad.
Okay.
This one is bad.
Doesn't seem
well, we got no good ones.
Okay, well, great job. Thank you. Give us examples of the bad ones. So people know what not to send in.
A lot of people just fucked up because they didn't write all the information, so...
Oh. So what information do you need to write?
You need to write the name of... First, name of the artist. Second, name of the song. Third, name of the song title parody.
Why do you need the artist?
Just for reference.
You can read one without an artist, though.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not how you play the game.
Okay, that's strange.
It's my game, we gotta do it my way.
Your way or the highway, highway is my name. Do you like a...
So, you know what? People just spend a week coming up with good ones. And it, you know, during the next week, if you come up with any good ones, well, maybe the next 2 weeks. We'll go 2 weeks before we do another show.
You don't think we'll do a show next week because you're going to Burbank?
No, I'm not going to Burbank till 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you were going on the 22nd to the 24th.
That's 2 weeks from tomorrow is the 22nd.
Huh, that's funny. Dates. Cool, Max. I think they should subscribe on iTunes and look at the Facebook of Weisenheimers.
Uh-huh.
How does that make you feel, Max?
Uh-huh.
Okay, anything you want to say?
Nope. I mean, they should, but...
We're sorry for the mediocre show. We hope you enjoyed it, though. Right, Max?
I didn't think this was mediocre. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, well, I'll listen back and let you know.
How many viewers do we have?
60. Whoa, 60?
See, they know what a good show is.
My brain
one.
Just got all blown up.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta keep the show going, Max. We have an audience to make laughing for.
Well, we'll do an after show. We're gonna have a very special after show tonight.
On a very special Clone High. Okay, well, do you want to sing a song for the end?
Nope, but I just want to say send us some emails to Weisenheimershow@gmail.com. And over the next 2 weeks, just be, you know, trying to come up with some song title parodies. And then tweet them to us. And if you come up with any good ones during the next few weeks, then just send them on over. And that's all you have to do. Yotam is being obnoxious. They can't even hear me right now. So I quit. Yeah.
You're welcome to join in, Max.
No.
Bye. I think you joined me for the song, Max. Please, I feel like I'm doing this for no one. Please join me in the song now.
No.
You don't like dubstep, Max?
Okay, bye.
Fly, pony, fly, pony, fly.